You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
He's coming at you like a pager from the Tel Aviv Best Buy.
Oh, my Lord. Is that a bomb in your pants, or you just happy to see me, as they say? You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Christopher DeSimone, Matthew D. Neely Esquire, and Barney Brenner in his monthly visit. Good morning, Barney.
Good morning.
And we have, it's just me and Barney today, except for CJ Ham will be here for a Food Wednesday.
The Hammer,
for his new, he's going to be talking about his new restaurant.
Nice.
Ham Bones, which is going to be on 2024 South Craycroft, just north of the base, literally 50 yards north of Mama Luisa's.
He will do exceedingly well there.
I think you're correct. So, Matt was making mention of on Wastebook yesterday in the last couple of days that part of the new crew coming to DM are right outside Tallahassee.
Florida Panhandle, right? They're going to be hungry for some good old Southern food.
Meat and three. So.
The mission that's replacing the A-10.
You are correct. Yeah. So, so we're going to have a great visit with him at 7:07. Then also, I'm calling an impromptu wakey event on Monday morning at 10 o'clock. We are doing the ribbon cutting for Ham Bones. We're not doing any stupid Chamber of Commerce. It's going to be a Ham Bones wakey ribbon cutting.
All right.
So what I want to do, I don't want to do the big scissors.
Wakeys don't use scissors.
No.
No.
Now, I've been accused of running with them many times, right? But we're going to work out. I told him I want him to get his best sharp chef's knife and go John Belushi samurai on the ribbon.
Okay.
So this is Monday at 10 o'clock. Wakeys, I need you to come out and support CJ. All right? So we're doing that 10 o'clock, and he is again on Craycroft, 50 yards north of Mama Luisa, 2024 South Craycroft. So,
sure.
But CJ will be here at 10 o'clock. So we got that
or
going.
7.
Oh, 7 o'clock. I got 10 o'clock. Thank you. I was using East Coast time. 7 o'clock.
It's so important we're going to preempt Prager.
Correct.
That's amazing.
You are absolutely. So. But anyway, so 10 o'clock Monday, CJ will be here in just a bit, talk about Ham Bones and explain what a meat and three restaurant is and the inspiration for it and how the whole thing works. So if you want to check out menus and stuff, go to Ham Bones Tucson. Oh, there's two, because his name is Ham with two M's. It's two M's in the ham. So H-A-M-M, hambonestucson.com. We will get to the... the rundown. Let's do rundown, and then we'll get to pagers blowing up in terrorist pants, which is one of the best stories ever. Now, remember I told you Monday that I have stories that I was never going to get to on Monday or Tuesday because, you know, Matt and I are still coming out of a food coma from the greatest Mexican food.
Entire Bustos Media
absolutely
team is coming out of a food coma.
Yeah, there were just people laying on couches and sleeping. It was unbelievable. But and we're going to do another one of those, I think, in late October. We're going to do another one. So so we still got to get to, let's see, that safety report from the U of A. Cantoni obliterates the city of Tucson on their cultural tourism report of how much money that brings.
Uh-oh.
Which was, and don't forget, I haven't forgotten Edmund Marquez telling you that you at downtown Albuquerque can have what we have, which is a half-empty downtown with no retail. As I was saying to someone yesterday who has some businesses down there, I go, we can't even get the Tibetan guy that every bad downtown has. It's always a Tibetan store, Tibetan imports. Right, and it's got the bad incense. It always smells like crap from the incense. Too much incense.
Is that on 4th?
Well, we can't even get that. Do we have? I don't know if we have one there anymore. I'm just saying that all downtowns usually have. Maybe there is. We can't have two Tibetan stores, I guess.
Okay.
Right, and they have those bowls that when you the singing bowl kind of thing. Barney.
Also, Cantoni obliterates the city on their environmental efforts.
Oh yeah,
well, a great piece.
So the one that he set out this morning had to do with, now remember, the city with the biggest budget ever doesn't have enough money, but they are blowing $80 million on climate change crap. You can keep getting beaten up, robbed, your place burned down, but she's going to blow $80 million on climate crap, which I love. It's beautiful. What else do we got to get to today?
You know, it's got to be said that $80 million and many other programs like that are really just slush funds.
Oh,
where
yeah.
They dole out money to their favorite groups. Money's going into pockets where it shouldn't belong, doesn't belong, and the voters are none the wiser. And this is just a microcosm of what happens all over the country, just about every government, state, municipality, the federal government, the biggest honeypot. The only place I can think of that might have it minimally or virtually not at all, Marana.
There's some truth to that. It's true. All right, we got to get to the Tucson Educators Association, possibly the worst union on the face of the planet.
And the largest in the United States.
Well, this is just the Tucson one, not the teachers one. But that's and Randy Weingartner, we saw, is slumming at $547,000 a year as the head of the union. So,
plus Benny's.
The Crime Free Coalition had their press conference yesterday, and I see you were there.
I was.
All right, hold that thought. KGUN9 had, that was the only story I saw. Matt, did you see any other stories about anyone covering that other than the KGUN9?
No.
By Kenny Darr?
No.
Okay, we'll talk about that. Wadsack, did she pleaded not guilty for 71 and a 35, so that's the best. Freedom. She's like William Wallace in Braveheart, I think. What's what she thinks?
We're all Spartacus. I am a speeder.
Nanos is going to start share monthly briefings on cold cases because it's 45 days and he's sweating not getting reelected. So, and I mean sweating, he really sweats it. I don't know if you guys... I got to get that picture of him out from the basement of Arizona Public Media when he had his debate. And, I mean, I've been down there the one time before they kicked me out and never had me back again. It's like 23 degrees Fahrenheit down there. So the idea that he was sweating was volcanic, baby. Volcanic. The city releases its new draft strategic plan for community investment.
Come on. You love fake news.
Tucson mother asked for help after son's memorial is defaced three times. Keep it classy, Tucson. First responders are now distributing Narcan so local businesses can now imagine what a nightmare for a business. You're going to do Narcan on some dude in the street. Get the hell out of here. Valerie Cavazos, we're going to play this piece, Matthew. Again, another extended piece by Val. We have
Pinata time.
Gabe Trujillo is calling in question the auditor, the internal auditor at TUSD. And of course, she's only done 64 audits over a 5-year period. And what she's saying, I guess what she's saying he didn't like. So now he wants an independent review other than their own review. So that's just chef's kiss. In the bizarre story of bizarre stories, several Trump supporters seated on stage during Tucson rally experiencing eye injuries, including friend of the show Myra Rodriguez, who was the one talking from a Catholic Vote about Planned Parenthood's infanticide, is literally almost became blind from whatever was at the TCC. Just bizarre. Let's see, the $80 million climate plan. Oh, we got to talk about the how the people at the call to the audience yesterday with Adelita and her her F the MAGA sign posting played it all wrong, and I'll explain why. Let's see. KJP walks off the podium when Peter Ducey wants to know, why are you still sitting here calling Trump a threat only 3 days after he almost got killed again? And then she literally just freezes up and walks out. Let's see. U.S. industrial production is flat year over year in August, despite a surge in auto production. Oh, this is my favorite one. Remove your soccer nets. Injured badger rescued from net. And as I told you, we don't need no stinking badgers. But this story is so Tucson, it's off the charts. It's off the charts.
So are we going to have to go, like, the tuna? We'll have to go with net-free tuna. We'll have to go with net-free soccer.
I thought about that.
With laser.
Absolutely. You know, with
Here's laser another one sensors. On the same note. Remember that graphic of the turtle with a straw in its nose?
Oh, yes. I remember.
We had to change worldwide habits because of that. We have no idea if it's a staged picture. And even before that, the... it doesn't even have to be staged. The polar bear on a piece of floating ice.
I remember him.
As if it's stranded.
I call him Snowflake. That was my name for him.
It's a good one. They're able to swim the better part of 100 miles. They're probably just goofing off. And it's portrayed as, of course, global warming. And polar bears are going to be isolated. And never mind, one other stat about polar bears, their numbers are actually significantly higher than they were 30 years ago.
There you go. Out of control. So Barney's going to start issuing hunting permits for polar bears before it's all over to keep the... I'm just kidding. 6:18 in the morning. The bumps battle today after our, I think, successful Vicente Fernandez Lila Downs we did yesterday. Had a few emails from people going, I never knew who Lila Downs is. Now I'm got Lila Downs on my playlist. So we're sharing the love. This is a Dr. Neil special, Temptations versus the Four Tops. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. All right. Thanks to Dr. Neil for the playlist today, Temptations versus the Four Tops. Christy Simone, Barney Brenner, and you. Let's see. Let's go. Let's get to the exploding pagers. I think this is one of my favorite stories, Barney. I assume you know about the explosive pagers, right?
I do.
So I guess the question is, they're saying now, have we confirmed that it's a Israeli malware?
Confirmed? No.
Okay.
Suspected highly.
That or the mother of all coincidences, you know.
Well, it's an easy way to find out. Here's the thing. One thing that's unknown for me, I did a little research on it. What was the explosive agent? And they're talking about phone batteries, which, you know, especially pagers, that does not compute, basically. So the most likely, they're talking about a compound called PETN, which is a major component of Semtex. And so it'd be very easy to figure out if there was any of that stuff in these phones. And then you know they were specifically manufactured and doctored for the purpose. But still, we can't be sure.
So they bought thousands of pagers. They use pagers because supposedly the security of a pager is harder to breach than using cell phones.
Yep.
Right? And then all of a sudden, at whatever time yesterday, all of these suckers blow up in their pants.
Simultaneously.
Right? 4,000 injured, they're saying, and 11 dead.
8,000 think about it.
What did you say?
8,000 really, if you think about it.
Thank you. Okay. Wow.
The last number I saw was below 3,000. But
that's all 4,000 this morning.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. And prior to the explosion, 7 seconds before, there was a message sent out on all of them. They all beeped. So they would be taken out of the pocket. 7 seconds is time to look at it. So pretty diabolical. You know, on another note,
I like the video, the one that blows up in the guy's pants at the grocery store. Have you seen that one
yet? But
clean up on aisle seven.
As evil,
Neely's on fire today. That's why I tell you that.
As evil as these people are, and these are, make no mistake, they are charter members of a terrorist organization which was responsible about a month ago for sending rockets into an Israeli soccer field and killing 12 kids. But, you know, there's a certain sadness to, you know, maiming human beings. But then, you know, point, counterpoint, going back to last year, coming up almost on a year of October 7th, the atrocities that were committed that day are literally unspeakable. I would not talk about them on the air because they create pictures that you'd never get out of your head, and they're just insane.
Just the idea that it couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of bastards than Hezbollah.
Fair enough.
Right. And the idea that there was some, so we don't, so it's not like, so, I mean, if you go really deep, it's like, so whatever this, what was it? You said CNTX, is that was the?
PETN.
Oh, PETN, right, which is CEMEX. I got a part of it. So.
Yeah.
So basically, either someone in the Mossad years ago came up with a great idea to set someone up to be a vendor for Hezbollah selling pagers that had this stuff in it. It's susceptible to a malware attack that would somehow overheat and then somehow set off the PNTX.
And it's not the first time this kind of thing was used. A few years ago, there was an assassination with a cell phone of this, the chief, either Hezbollah or Hamas, bomb maker.
Right.
And it was a cell phone. He got a call, held it to his ear. Is this so-and-so? His nickname was the engineer. Yes. Boom. And just a couple of months ago, there was a bomb set off in, I think it was Qatar, of an Iranian agent in a, you know, luxurious hotel room, assassinated him, meaning this bomb was planted, you know, plenty of time ahead of time, and detonated at the right moment when he's there. So the intelligence capabilities are pretty impressive.
So before we go to break, Aaron Greenberg, friend of the show, posted yesterday, only boomers use pagers. There it is. All right. Thanks to Dr. Neil for the Temptations Four Tops playlist. CJ Ham at the top of the hour, going to talk about his exciting new venture, Ham Bones, a meat and three restaurant on Craycroft, just north of the base. We'll get to that in about a half hour. I got to get to the Badger story because we don't need no stinking Badgers, as we say. So thank God for the Tucson Wildlife Center because, of course, they're always rehabilitating wild animals, skunks, raccoons, bobcats, and occasionally badgers. Now, I did not know that we had any of these stinking badgers in the Tucson area. Barney, you're one of my big brains out there. Have you ever heard or seen a badger in the Tucson, Arizona area?
Not the animal kind.
Been badgered, right?
Honey badger. Now, they treat birds like great horned owls that they're getting ready to release. But this time, they needed their help because someone left a soccer net up, likely after a game or practice. I'm going to tell you something. In the history of Tucson, Arizona, since the founding of it, when they first came with the Tohono O'odham or whatever ancient tribe This is the first time anyone has seen a badger and the first time it's run into anything.
Well, this is a two-part parlay because the net was left up and the fentanyl zombies didn't get to it first.
The thing wasn't eaten before it got there.
Smoked.
I'm not saying I feel bad for the... Now, the badger's not dead or anything like that. He just got caught up in the net. So thank God the Tucson wildlife people are saying everyone needs to take down the nets now because of the one badger in 14,000 years that got caught up in a net. There's been no other net stories.
We should rename these soccer nets badger traps.
790-2040. Let's go to the poet laureate of Pliskin Acres, Eastside Tom. Tommy, what's up?
Oh, I just wanted to remind you, there are 3,000 badgers over at the Home of Champions.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
None of them can read.
Is that the one that Zobella put the drag show on?
Yes, it is. So you had a badger drag show.
Thank you, Eastside Tom.
Have a good day.
You too, my friend. 790-2040 is the phone number.
One more note.
Yes, sir.
On the subject.
The badger had a pager in his pants.
The story on this badger reeks of the Darwin principle. And they're trying to rehabilitate it. You know, there's something to be said about the dumbest in a species leaving the gene pool. Does nothing but improve it.
Poor badger's getting pounded today. But, of course, at the end it says they're using it as the Claire. Thank God Claire Graham at Kago. With all the things going on in this town, the badger caught in the net story actually made it as a story. What other things could we cover? Now, the one thing I didn't cover, when you know, we talk about cooking badgers, okay, or smoking them, the place where there is no homeless drug camp called Pio Nuevo over here had a giant fire at it yesterday. Over the weekend that was covered by someone who was on TMZ Tucson. So I thought the city, quote, cleared it out.
They're going to make it a park or restore the park that it already exists.
These encampments are very easily rebuildable.
Can't make it up. I love it. It's good. Bill Beard, how odd how Kevlar line cod pieces are now all the rage in certain regions of the year, of the world. Wow. Now, Matt Barney, what's a cod piece? Is that a fish? Is that a fish game? Is that a fish dish? What is that?
I think, isn't that a wig?
It's a catcher. The catcher.
Oh, no, it's a garment.
It's a garment.
I'll say no more.
I thought I almost got Barney to walk into that one. That'd be great. No,
think of Native Americans hundreds of years ago.
A priest and a rabbi walk into a codpiece.
We need a codpiece sponsor here on Wake Up Tucson. So, now the other TMZ video that was tremendous, you can see it on my Facebook page or at, it was on TMZ. It wasn't on What's Up Tucson, but on TMZ Tucson. So it's a takeover of an intersection. Mm-hmm. And this SUV is doing their little spinny things. What am I missing?
Donut.
Donut. That's right. Donut.
Mm.
And what happens is the idiot flips the car on its side. And you hear screams of terror from like inside and outside of the car. So what happens is all this terror's going on. Everyone who's participating in the street takeover, which according to, I'm sure, the police department around here, didn't happen. They go flip the car back over on its tires, and then they just drive away. So we have no idea what the screaming was inside the car. Was anyone hurt, mangled?
Hey, son, why is the side of my car all scratched up like that? I don't know, Dad. I don't know what happened there. Because it looks like it was laid on its side. Oh, no. No, sir.
Now, Barney, do the cod pieces sit on your head? Is that a hat? Is that a hat?
I'll say no. The only thing I'll say is that Bill Beard used a very a decent reference. I was thinking about a different garment, and I wasn't going to say anything more than that. So kudos to Bill.
Let's see. I'm going to take with brought to you. Do we have a jewelry store that could be our codpiece sponsor? That wouldn't be bad. Jad Jewelers, cover your jewels. Okay, we're going
to
get rid
of. Went to Jared.
Okay, next subject.
I agree, Barney. So
we beat that one pretty badly.
That's the best part about Wake Up Tucson. Once it's dead, we go back and beat it another four times. Stay classy, Wake Up Tucson. So I was listening to a little bit of the call to the audience yesterday, where there were almost, I guess there were about 20 speakers who wanted to yell at Adelita Grijalva for her posting of this profanity-laced sign about MAGA. Okay.
Which she went on and on about. So what was her response to 20 people showing up? She cut their speaking time down from 3 to 2 minutes.
Well, because they have a new rule that if you have more than 20 speakers, because we have to get to the, of course, all the important work they're doing, blowing your money on crap.
Right.
We've learned from Dr. DeFilippo, they're now up to $117 million of FEMA-only money on the illegal immigration invasion. $117 mil. Now, of course, of the 15 people that were pissed off at her, I wish you guys were knocking on doors for Steve Spain or Janet Wittenbrecher for the three or four hours you were down there. But you guys played it all wrong with your, you were so indignant about Adelita Grijalva and her blank the MAGA sign that she put out there, right? You guys didn't get it. She opened the door. If you were going to not knock on doors yesterday and you were going to waste 4 hours of your life or 3 hours of your life, whatever you did yesterday, what I'd be doing is, why don't you just make the same sign but replace MAGA with the Pima Democrat Party? Right? Why don't you have some fun with it? Instead of being the same old angry, Adelita Grijalva, you need to apologize. Right? I would have just, you didn't even have to speak. You could have had 80 people show up, just carry signs that say that word, blank the Pima Democrat Party. She opened the door. And some of you hit her on it, right? She gets all, you can't use hate speech. You can't be divisive. She has all of her little things that she talks about that you're not allowed to do at the call to the audience, right? And she broke her own rules. Right? So I would have just sat there. You didn't even have to talk. You want to make a statement? I don't know if we have any money at the Pima GOP to even pay for such things. I mean, I'm sure Trump 47, whatever, is overpaying you for the office use to give you some money, which would be good. But go make some signs. Make homemade signs. Use the word that Adelita Grijalva used and make a point. But sitting there and then getting upset that she wouldn't give you 3 months just to tell her you need more than 2 minutes to say, I'm indignant that you used this bad word, blah, blah, blah. I can do it in one. I can do it in 30 seconds. And I mean, some of you are yelling at her because she didn't give you your three minutes for your massive speech that you wrote all weekend. Just carry the sign with the word that she says is okay.
I will add one thing to what you said.
Yes.
Spoke with somebody over the weekend, lives approximately in the area bounded by, say, Orange Grove, Ina, First, kind of in there.
Okay.
All weekend, all last week, union people walk in the neighborhoods. Do you need any information? Do you need any literature? Can we help you? Do you need to register to vote? We really need you to vote. This is in... You know, this is practically a Foothills neighborhood.
Correct.
They're pounding the pavement. they're pounding the pavement and they're tying up votes, and they're not going in what I would call a traditionally blue area. They're going into probably a purple area.
Correct.
Right. More of an independent minded area.
Correct.
Along the Foothills corridor. If you're going to apply your horsepower and your time to do something, do that.
Correct.
Win over hearts and minds and win over persuadable voters.
Yeah.
That would be my only advice to people.
Or get out the voters that aren't necessarily, they're
Amen.
Already persuaded.
Amen.
But they sit home.
No.
Or don't fill out their ballot.
Yeah, that was a wasted moment by these GOPers yesterday.
It was very eye-opening when I was speaking to a friend, and we are on exact opposite ends of the political spectrum. And he just said, matter-of-factly, he said, yeah, they're walking my neighborhoods, and they're out there, and, you know, we've seen them more than once.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen wasted movement with this thing, and then, of course, we had to get in our cars and do a Trump convoy, right, a couple of Saturdays ago. Okay. I guess you can just keep maybe the Democrats will be real sloppy in how they count votes, and then you can have the cheating excuse again.
Our friend Cynthia, she called up 2 or 3 weeks ago, said the same thing. She lives in a midtown apartment. She says she's been contacted in person multiple times, her apartment complex.
So for all of you who want to know why Mike Jetty got his head handed to him by the worst county attorney on the planet, all right? If you want to know why Jen Allen, who is an absolute lefty commie, won a four-way race with 54% of the vote, it is ground game.
Yeah. So take that anger or whatever you want to take that passion. Let's just use the word passion.
Sure.
Take that passion for your cause and channel it the right direction, because the passion's there, the energy's there, and maybe channel it in the correct direction.
Gotcha. All right, you're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. CJ Ham's coming for a Food Wednesday. Our friend, I'm going to go through a couple of, we got letters, as we like to say. I didn't get to yesterday because we were knee deep in America's Best Mexican Food City, so, which was amazing. But let's go to break. Barney Brenner, Christopher DeSimone, Matthew D. Neely, the sexiest Esquire on the airwaves. Wake up. Oh, hello there. Welcome back to Wake Up Tucson. And a couple of you have said that that last rant about wasting time and the way they did it will also be added to the tribunal charges.
Uh-oh.
Coming up. So
uh-oh.
I'll be in the basement of a bank over on Broadway and Craycroft.
I'm getting close to a plea deal. They're going to go easy on me. They want the big fish.
It's like that scene.
They want the king of beepers.
It's like that scene when Joe Pesci thought he was going to be a made man in Goodfellas. That's what's going to happen. Hey, Chris, you want to meet?
Hey, where is everybody?
CJ Ham, Ham Bones. Coming up in just a little bit. This was a new analysis by, and of course, everyone's worried about the, you know, this is like a Wallet Hub thing, but there's some, so Consumer Affairs, everyone loves Consumer Affairs. Sounds like a TV show. They did their ranking of education and said that Arizona ranks the worst in the country. Now, when they talk about, I got to give them credit. This is AZ Family 3 up in Phoenix. They did actually interview Tom Horn. And I think we're last in the country, I think, in funding per pupil. Among data points was K through 12 performance, which Arizona does rank 40 out of 51 because they put the DC in there. That looks at K-12 looks at ACT scores, lowest graduation rate. He also fifth lowest graduation rate, but then of course he says you could increase your graduation rate by lowering the standards and you would be graduating kids who can't read, which we know that's true. So anyway, when you see these things, again, if we lose the legislature, they're going to start killing academic freedom in this state, and at that point, they'll kill ESAs first. Then they will severely restrict the charter school movement. And what the way they'll do that, they won't get rid of charter schools, but what they will do is they'll start lowering the probably amount per pupil that they get recompense for.
And they'll also throw in regulations.
Yep, correct.
This has to be in the curriculum.
So I saw that Wadsack was coming out against Vince Leach on her social media. So hopefully Dave Smith, Captain Unity, will tell her. I'm openly saying I'm voting for Jones and McGar. We got to get them all across the board.
There you go.
Let's do. I'm even going to vote for Carrie Lake.
Sure.
So got to do it.
And talking about others who you've disparaged before, and once the primary's over, you get on the team.
Yep. Deb, our listener Deb wants to know, where's Windows XP? She wants to make sure he wasn't hurt watching Windows at a creepy Circle K. I think he's okay. I think he. I hear he's calling over. He calls over at the drive once in a while. So I think he's still okay. I hope he's okay. Noah on the Hines backer debate that Dan Shearer did. Hines doesn't have an issue with the Grijalva post. To him, it's free speech, so it has nothing to do with your chair position. He wants a more civil audience at meetings.
How about a more civil board?
How about him showing up? That's what Noah says. He doesn't think the county has anything it should cut. It should expand and tax us more. That sounds about right. We do have to get to the... I got to find out more. It sounded like a 3-2 vote for Nanos to respond to the four things that the AG's office came up to.
Mm-hmm.
So I know, I'm sure Steve voted yes for that. I'm sure at Hines, because Hines hates Nanos. And I don't know who the third vote was. I got to find that. I'm sure it was Sylvia Lee. I just want to make sure that Rex Scott was one of the people who didn't want Nanos to respond. And then I'm sure the Steve Spain campaign will jump on that like a lion on a raw piece of meat. Or maybe not. Let's get the holidays today. We have Hug a Greeting Card Writer Day. We got that going for us. It's National Cheeseburger Day. Can't beat a good cheeseburger. Like I said, again, burger days are only, you know, to me, the two big ones are always going to be Divine Bovine and Lindy. Always do great jobs with the burgers. People are telling me about a place in the Marana Outlet Mall. I'm not a fan of the name, but supposedly they're doing good smash burgers. It's called OL apostrophe pothole, which plays perfect with the Wakeys of, we got a lot of potholes.
That would fit better within the city of Tucson than Marana, which does a great job on their roads.
True. National School Backpack Awareness Day, which I guess it's the idea that the kidlins are carrying too much heavy stuff in the backpack. But they don't even use school books anymore, do they? Everything's on a tablet or whatever. Rice Krispie Treats Day. And again, someone finally taught me years ago on Rice Krispie treats. This actually was a summer, excuse me, where you should toast them like marshmallows, right? Put them on the edge of the stick and and put them and toast the actual treat instead of a marshmallow.
Okay,
that's a winner chicken dinner.
All right.
And it's also National Red Velvet Cake Day. I gotta make you
Depression era thing.
I gotta make I do make a killer. It's my dad's mother's recipe that's handwritten on an index card. I gotta make that this week. So I gotta remember. Maybe I'll make it for Friday for you guys. So you're on Wake Up Tucson. CJ Ham bones coming up next.